Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 16, talking about the lifeblood. Rav Shmuel Bar Ami received the explanation from Rav Zera as follows. It is because the Merciful One, Hashem, said, "Only be strong not to eat the blood, for the blood is the life." That comes from Deuteronomy. This teaches that the blood with which the life leaves the animal is considered blood, but the blood with which the life does not leave the animal is not considered blood. The notes point out, Scripture is taught, whatever is classified as a beverage has the capacity to make food susceptible to tumah. Now we know that blood is considered a beverage. Scripture states in Bamidbar, Numbers drinks the blood of the slain, Sichulin. However, the verse cited by the Gemara indicates that only the lifeblood is considered blood, and thus only it can generate susceptibility to tumah. That which trickles out is not considered blood, it does not have this capacity, as explained in the notes by Rashi. The key point to focus in on is that of the idea of lifeblood. What flows through our veins? What flows throughout our body? What is keeping us alive? What is the passion, the fervor, the zeal that runs through our blood and our veins? What runs through our bodies? What is our spiritual DNA that is flowing through our arteries and flowing through our veins? What is keeping us alive? What is our life force and our lifeblood? Is it the Torah with its mitzvos and its chesed? Is it our ability to help others and to affect others and to affect others and to do good unto others? The Torah here, the Gemara here, talking about the lifeblood of even an animal. What is in our lifeblood? What is our lifeblood? What do we live for? What keeps our blood pumping and keeps us moving every day of our 120 years? Is it the hevel, God forbid, working for the bigger house, the bigger car, or working to make a better name for ourselves? Or is it the ability to help others, to touch and affect others, and to be able to have an influence of others? We need to have the Torah running, coursing through our veins, pumping furiously with the fervor and the passion to do good for the world and to do good for others, and to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim with the Torah and the mitzvos. We want our lifeblood to be that of the Torah. Torah is our lifeline. Torah is our spiritual essence and our physical essence. Ki heim chayenu ve'orach yameinu ve'hem nehaga v'yom v'layla v'yom v'layla. They are our life. They are our existence, and that's what we should cling to. Eitz chayim hi lamachazikim ba, we say. The Torah is like a tree of life for those who grab onto it. Is our life blood? Is our life actually that strong when we grab onto it? Do we feel the Torah, the mitzvahs, the chesed course through our veins, pump furiously through our bodies and our veins? As the Gemara here talks about lifeblood, we should realize what is our driving force in life. What is our lifeblood and what is coursing through our veins? Hopefully, it should be Torah, chesed and mitzvahs, a passion, a love for Hashem, and to do good for others and the world around us every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 17 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.